Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. The first shipment of the United States' $200 million security support package for Ukraine arrived in Kyiv, the U.S. Embassy said on Saturday. The delivery followed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to Kyiv this week amid concerns from Ukraine and its Western allies over tens of thousands of Russian troops amassed at the border with Ukraine. Russia denies planning a new military offensive. Meantime, Berlin is ruling out arms deliveries to Ukraine in the standoff with Russia for now, German Defense Minister Christine Lambrecht said in an interview published Saturday, a few days after Britain started supplying Kyiv with anti-tank weapons. The weapons promised to Ukraine by a bipartisan group of U.S. senators could include missiles, small arms, and boats to help the country defend itself from a potential invasion by Russia. And British Foreign Minister Liz Truss is expected to visit Moscow in February for talks with her Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, the RIA news agency reported Saturday, citing a diplomatic source. The planned visit comes amid those elevated tensions between Russia and the West over Ukraine. Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made no breakthrough in talks on the issue this week, but agreed to keep talking to try to resolve a crisis that has stoked fears of a military conflict. And residents in Ukraine's second biggest city, Kharkiv, said they hope for the best but were prepared for the worst. Kharkiv is an industrial city in eastern Ukraine that is home to tank, aircraft, and tractor factories. It lies 42 kilometers from the Russian border. This is VOA News. And here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. The Saudi-led coalition denies carrying out an airstrike on a prison in Yemen's rebel-held north that aid groups say killed at least 70 people, including migrants, women, and children. Fighting rages for a third day between the Islamic State group and Kurdish forces in Syria after IS attacked a prison housing jihadists in violence that has claimed over 70 lives. Tongans say they are determined to rebuild their battered homeland in the wake of last week's devastating eruption and tsunami as a massive cleanup continues in the Pacific Kingdom. Afghanistan's new Taliban authorities warn they do have the right to crack down on dissent and jail protesters as concerns grow over the disappearance of two women activists. Sudan's second most powerful leader meets with Ethiopia's defense minister on a rare visit to Addis Ababa by an official from Khartoum, which comes amid border tensions. The U.S. Army confirms the presence of Russian mercenaries from the Wagner Group in Mali, which the African nation's government has denied, amid increasingly strained relations with the West. Scientists in France are keeping a close watch on a recently discovered subvariant of the Omicron version of the COVID-19 virus to determine how its emergence could affect future pandemic spread. The COVID-19 pandemic took a deadly toll on adults in the United States for 2 years, while largely sparing children from the dire statistics. But the rapid spread of the Omicron variant has led to record pediatric infections, and anti-vaccination misinformation is adding to the risk. More than 6 months after Haiti's president was assassinated by a hit squad of mercenaries, there have been a flurry of arrests of suspects in different countries, but the motive for the crime and its sponsors remain unknown. One day after shares of at-home fitness company Peloton tumbled on Wall Street, Netflix finds itself on Wall Street's hot seat as markets reassess the diminishing growth prospects of so-called pandemic stocks. And four monkeys being transported to a lab in Florida escape when their truck crashes, triggering a search by police who warn the public not to touch the animals. Via remote, I'm Laurel Boomin for VOA News.